At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, it's Daniel. Live out here in Phoenix, but my experience happened in my hometown of Willows, California. And I lived in a small duplex. It was two-bedroom. It was only two units on it. And I lived there for about 2 years. Didn't experience nothing. I met a girl. We got pretty close together. We're still together to this day. And anyways, she would tell me she feels weird. She feels weird. She doesn't like staying at my house. She doesn't like coming over or anything. And especially whenever I'm not there, like she was waiting for me to get off work or something. She did not want to be there. Well, one day she saw I was making coffee. I was already gone for work and she was in the shower. She got out smelling coffee. And I just brushed it off because I also had a roommate. He drank lots of coffee. I think it was just aroma lingering, and sheer senses got used to it, and she was able to smell it whenever she got out of the shower. But anyways, fast forward probably about another 2 months, and I'm laying in bed by myself. I'm dog sitting for my mom. She has a big bull mastiff Great Dane mix. And anyways, this dog, she was extremely housebroken, never goes potty in the house. She was a good dog, and she didn't really like to cuddle. She was laying on the couch or on the bed, and you came and sat down next to her, or you started getting up on the bed, she'd be gone. She wants nothing to do with you. Anyways, I'm laying in my bed. I'm laying there watching TV. I had my back facing my door. And anyways, my hallway was at least 20 feet long because the duplex goes long ways. As soon as you walk in, living room, and then living room's connected to the kitchen, then the hallway goes all the way back. It was maybe 20 yards. No, not 20 yards, probably about 20 feet long. Anyways, my bedroom was the first one. I heard footsteps start from the end of the hall where the second bedroom's at, all the way to my door. And I heard doom, 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 and it just get louder and louder, and then it'd stop right at my door and then start all over again. And it went on for like 20 minutes. And my mom's dog that I'm dog sitting for is, I'm looking at her, she's got her entire body laid across me. And she's smelling the air. I could tell she's really nervous. I knew something was going on. And anyways, it just kept going and going. I was scared. I didn't know what to think of it. I didn't think it was my neighbors. Their house was all carpet. My house is all hardwood floor. And I just closed my eyes and just forced myself to sleep. And anyways, I fell asleep. My sister came and visited me in the morning. It was about 8:30, and she sat down on my couch, and my mom's dog that I was dog sitting for came running to her, jumped in her lap, and she was shivering. Something happened while I was sleeping. This dog was shivering, and she just shit and pissed all over my sister while she was on her lap. And this is 8:30 in the morning. And my sister woke me up and how to wash her clothes. But anyways, that was my experience. I moved out shortly after, not because of the haunting. I'm now a paranormal investigator. And anyways, I didn't tell many people what really happened that night. Fast forward another 6 months, and I had a friend move in, and she experienced something else. She had two children, and she said she was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was coming down the hall, and she bumped into what she felt like was a child. She said it had a white aura. She didn't say anything. She didn't give much description on what it looked like, but she thought it was her son. As she turned around, she realized that it was an entity of some sort, and she said she ran out the house, and she moved out the next day. Just started listening to you guys. Plan to become a member here soon. I drive a truck, and I got tired of listening to radio music. Enjoy what you guys do.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.